Before we start the parsha, let's see over the Shechochme, bothers me myself every year. Why? Everyone has this kasha when you learn the psukim. Why all of the kelim are in parsha's truma, and Mizbeach HaKtoires is in the end of parsha's tetzave? It's out of order. All the kelim are together in Parshas Truma, and Mizbeach Azov is in Parshas Tetzaveh. The Meshechochma says a beautiful pshat. The Meshechochma says that it's mevuer in Rambam that kol hakelim shenekru ein makrivim b'mkoimo. Lemoshol, if the Mizbeach is Nekar, you can't be back in Korbonis. You have to go to find a Mizbeach, and you can be back in Korbonis. Mizbeach HaKtoires, if the Mizbeach HaKtoires is Nekar, steht in Rambam, Maktirim Bimkoimoi Af She'ein Shom Mizbeach. The halacha is, you're allowed to put the Ktoires in the place of the Mizbeach, Af Al Pi She'ein Shom Mizbeach. Even there is no Mizbeach in that place. Even there is no Mizbeach in that place. So b'meile, zog de Meshechochme, z'choluk b'yesoyne, all of the kelim were needed for the Tzuras HaMishkon. It's Parshas Truma. Mizbeach HaKtoires was not needed for Tzuras HaMishkon. The Ktoires was needed, really. So it more belongs to the Atat Tetzaveh, to the Big Day Kehuna. It was one of the ways to serve. You served with the Mizbeach Azov. There was no Mizbeach Azov. You put the Ktoires on the floor. Stam, it's a gishmak. Grad is a dozen Meshechochle, a dozen Shtom Shtim Leshitoso in the end of Parshas Pekudei, that he wants to tell you that this Halochem Maktirim Aval Pishayin Mizbeach is only in Beis HaPchira, which is Kedush HaSmokim. In Mishkan, there is no Kedush HaSmokim, there is no Kedush HaSoretz, there is a dozen Meshechochle somewhere else, Tidim Nuh Meshechochle is ready. The Tzayin, that okay, but you say that word, as the Meshechoch ben our parsha, that was my the Mizbeach HaKtoires was only a chetim, so you didn't need it bad, so you could be makdir. So everyone, that lemais, it's very meduic. If you look at all of the psukim in Vayakel Pkudei, every time when it says on Betzalah that he did the oroin and he did the shulchan, v'chol keileo machtoseo. He bring the Mizbeach and the Choishes, the Chol Keilov, the Menoiro, Menekiseo, the Chol Keileo. He bought everything. The only thing that he didn't bring, it says Mizbeach Azov, it doesn't say that he bought Neroiseo, Chol Keileo. And all the other Keilim, it says that he bought Chol Keileo. Here it doesn't say that he bought Chol Keileo. Why it doesn't say that he bought Chol Keileo? But this is the answer. The kelim of the Mizbeach Azov are not the kelim of the Mizbeach. You serve Af Al Pi She'ein Mizbeach. So it's not keleo machtoseo from the Mizbeach Azov. It's the keleo machtoseo shel HaKtoires. And the menoiro, you only could do the menoiro with the menoiro. So the keleo machtoseo from the menoiro. Mizbeach HaNechoishes. You only could be makir with the Mizbeach HaNechoishes. So the keleo machtoseo is the Mizbeach HaNechoishes. On Mizbeach Azov, you don't have to be maktir on the Mizbeach Azov. You could maktir Av Pishayin Mizbeach. Ve'ato Tetzaveh. We'll start the parsha. Ve'ato Tetzaveh. That we never get to the end of the parsha, so I want the ones to put it in the beginning to answer why it's not there. Ve'ato Tetzaveh. So the famous Balaturin. Ve'ato Tetzaveh. Lo hiskir Moshe bezeh aseidah. Ma she'enken b'chol ha'chumash. שמשור שנולד מוישה אין סדר שלא יוזכר בו. There's not even one parasha that is not mentioned מוישה רבינו. And in this parasha is not mentioned מוישה רבינו. ואתה משום שנמה מכני לו מספריכו אשר כוספתו. וכליל הסחוכם אפילו על תנאי בו ונזכיים בזה. מוישה said, if you forgive the כלל ישראל, okay, and if not מכני לו מספריכו, so it's niskayim and parshas ve'ata tetzave. Ve'oid zo, no zo pshat zog demeshach de balaturim. Moshe Rabbeinu really had to be the Kohen Gadol. It's because he didn't want to go and he pushed Aaron, so we took away the kahuna from him. So it's a shtickel tzar when you speak about the kahuna that it went to Aaron. So it's kvoda for Moshe, we don't mention Moshe Rabbeinu. ואוי שאיזה כהונה גדולה צריכה לא צריך עליה, די שסירו לילך בשוח סמוק אם ניתלו ניסלו לארוי. אמור נזבוח עם סזת, לקח לו ניסקר שמי של מי שבפר שזו. רבי שפיינשטיין אלמול אדד, and the first פשט, רבי שבעצם said it on his own, on all the balaturim. Today to say it is a gishmak. Punkt today is gishmak to say it. That while the derech klal zayin odor happens in parshas tetzave, today not much happened in today, but the derech klal zayin odor falls in tetzave. So the Moshe says, so while Moshe Rabbeinu was ne'elam, so in the parsha he was also ne'elam. But dorash Moshe. But you could say more from that. That while it's the p'tirosi shel Moshe Rabbeinu, so the mecheni no misifrecho is in this parsha. אבל זה דברים טובים, בלטורים, כנגד מחיינו מספרכו, סתם ידיע שאין פרשה מאז שנולד מוישה, של נזכר מוישה רבינו. או אגמס נפש. The shame is שמואל brings down from the קוצקי רבה to look at it in a different vision. אבל, here it's משמע that it's a punishment. It's bad. It's a oynish of Moshe Rabbeinu that is not in the parsha. Hashem Yishmur means that from the Kotzke Rebbe, punkt verkehrt. It's not a stira, it's on the same Chazali. Menezer. He says, a person has different chalokim in the neshama. Nefesh, ruach, neshama, chayo, yechido. Nefesh ruach v'neshomo amalbushim b'seich haguf. V'chayu yechido, this is chelik elekam imar. Val Moshe Rabbeinu was moiser nafsho yam klal Yisrael, and he was masking to be raised from the Torah, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not be moichel klal Yisrael. Understand, mecheni no misifrecho, it's not stam. It means if it would not be written down Moshe Rabbeinu in the Torah, we couldn't say Torah's Moshe. Moshe gave us the Torah. When you open the Torah, it doesn't say Moshe gave us the Torah. I mean, the whole matter that Moshe is mekushel la Torah, Moshe was moiser for klal Yisrael. He was moiser nefesh for klal Yisrael. He said, I'm giving up on myself. So he was zeichet to be in a higher madrege. He says, the Gemara says in Bobikame, Samach Aleph, Kol ha-moyser nafshe al divre teire, ein oimrim shmua bishmoy. Again, when you read the Gemara, it's mashma, it's a punishment, really. The Gemara speaks on David HaMelech, when he sent the Giborim to get the water. So the Gemara in Bobikame learns that it was really a shayle of Tomun Be'esh, and there were moyser nefesh to go to bring the shayle. The Gemara says, it doesn't say who, because Kol ha-oimer aloche, Kol ha-moyser nafshe al divre teire, ein oimrim aloche bishmoy. So the Kotzke Rebbe, ein oimrim aloche bishmoy. Because the Torah that is Moser Nefesh doesn't need the Shmoy. The Shmoy of the person is a lower madrega, it represents the person. Who is Moshe Rabbeinu? The man is Moshe Rabbeinu. The person, the goof, the gesher. The Neshama doesn't have a name of Moshe Rabbeinu Be'etzem. It's higher from a name. It's higher from a Malbush. Avada, the name of the Neshama, Chazal said, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls a person in Olam HaEmes, he forgets his name. He's scared, he forgets his name. And how he remembers to answer everything else? The whole list he remembers, yeah? In this world, the whole list we don't remember, the name we remember. And they're putting the name we forget and the whole list we remember. The Torah says, the name of the person is the Mekasha, the Gashmis with the Neshama. They give the kid a name, I mean, they stick the name of the person. You'll be called Mendel, you'll be called Chatzkel. Yeah? You give a name. And then the Shana, we can't give a name. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'Asid Lava, he calls the person and he's going to give a din at what he did in this goof. So the one that is, the Hashem calls him in his name, Kivyachal, and Olam HaNeshamas is higher from a name. We don't understand what it means. But it's higher, it's no name, everything is Ruchnius. A name is a Gashmius. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls a person to the din, so he forgets his name, he doesn't want to be connected to his name. It's not me, I'm in a Neshama, I don't know what was down there. He wants to lose his name. So this was Moshe Rabbeinu Nechenu Misifrecho, so was represented, Nahainu, a Zecher to the Mesirus Nefesh. Moshe Rabbeinu got, you know, Lehavdil, we say in Gdei Yisrael and Tanoim, Godel Mirabom Shmon, Abaye Rove, where's the rep? So Moshe says, Godel Mirabom Shmon. It was people that were bigger from a rep. Their daughter, they didn't need to get the name Hillel, Shammai. It's Godel Mirabom Shmo. Who is Sunar? I'm not going to recall him. But it's a Musa, Godel Mirabom Shmo. It's the same bizarre. The higher the person is, he needs less titlach, less around him, because he's Be'etzim. He's Be'etzim Merumo. He's higher from a name. So the Moshe Rabbeinu, the Atat Tzave, was Moshe Rabbeinu? The Shaila is for sure, everyone will think it's nice drush, it's nice kabolech, it's azei shteitach, it's balaturim, it's lemal v'kodesh, it's the zohar v'kodesh. So why our parsha? Why? Okay, Moshe Feinstein told us in the halach, it's al derech ha-pshat, that the yotze. And his pshat I hear, but that is the yotze. So the Mefoshim explain, be'etzem, we're coming to the second part. All the Mefoshim, everyone speaks about it in his derech, Barachayim HaKodesh. Ata tetzavez bnei Yisrael, ve'ikho eilecho, shemen zay zoch, kosis lamoyer lahalo isner tomi. There's two parts here. We spoke last week, in the list, we spoke why shemen is in the list. Aber voskim and ton, we had a kasha last week. Gold, silver, we need for the building. The oil, we don't need for the building. The kasha for the daskeni, we buy at Teisfus. So why in Pasha's Truma, it goes into the list? We don't need it. We had answers. But it's already counted. Why again? Ve'ata tetzav ez bnei Yisroel, ve'ikho elecho shemen zay zoch, le'alo yisner tomit. Before Shem explained that the shemen zay zoch, the menoiro is meramez leteiro. The Mabit brings down that even the Menachas you have to have Zoch. We never put in Besamigdash something that's not clean. No vas. And the Shemen, the Menorah, we did it Zoch from the beginning. The Menachas, we grind it. Then they sifted to a lot of sifters till it came pure like the other oil. Mashenk in this oil was Mireishi Say Zoch. So Moshe explains, Slamala Basforim, all the Sforim bring down. That while the menorah is mesamel the Torah has to be zoch. If the Torah is not zoch, if the Torah is not clean, it doesn't work. And it's not even like menochas that you could later clean the oil. It has to be zoch mitchilosoi. Zoch mitchilosoi, as the Bach brings down, why when a baby is born, before he's born, the Malach teaches him the Torah. He says, because if the Torah will not come inside him before the Yetzer Hara will come inside him, there's no way and no chance that later he could win the Yetzer Hara. He says, the Zod Bezach is the learning when a person is young. Has to be Zoch. Has to be Zoch. A person that learns, but Ben Asdorim reads a book, it's not Zoch. Maybe it's Kossis. Person that learns, but Friday Dreitzach. It's maybe Shemen, but it's Nishkan Kossis, Nishkan Zoch. The Atzloche of the Moir of Shemen, the Atzloche of the Moir of Shemen is only because it's Zoch. Shemen Zayt Zoch. Has to be Kol Kulo pure. People don't understand. Gdoli Yisroel over the Deiris, I'm not going out to the Yechidim, but first I you know, they fought against learning different things in schools and different kind of Limudim. And sometimes they understand, what are they making a fuss about? Azay and Azay, big deal.
So by night, the hour, they have a Zaz study and a Zaz story and a Zaz teacher. They're learning very stark. See, such a festa asmada. You're right, they do college by night. Such a festa asmada. What is the problem? Nishken Zoch. Nishken Zoch is garnished. Nishken Zoch, it doesn't light. Chazal say, Alevai Oisi Ozovu Vetirosi Shomoru Shemoir Sheboi Machzir Olemutov. And a lot of people have this question, they're learning in Yeshiva, Oisi Azavu, and they don't see Ma'or Shabbayim Achzir Olamuto. Because they don't have the Ma'or, they don't have the Shemen Zayizoch. The Meshemen Zayizoch, the Ma'or Shabbayim Achzir Olamuto. When a person has the oil, has the Shemen Zoch, this what gives the person the Atzlochem, this what changes the person, this gives the Koyach. And you have to know, state, Amenoiro Atahoiro. The whole menorah was made from gold. All of the kelim were made from gold. But in the menorah state, menorah atahoira. The whole menorah had to be tahir. I spoke last week. The menorah has to be miksha achas, the retzifus of learning. This is the mahus. This is the mahus. So the mefoshim. To light the menorah, you had to be in the madrege of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshe the Torah. This was the reason ve'ata tetzave. That Kiilu the Tzivu had to come through Moshe Rabbeinu to Aaron HaKoyen and the Menorah, because the Menorah is the symbol of the Torah. And that is the place to prove the high madrege of Moshe Rabbeinu, of Noisan HaTorah, that Moshe was higher from the name. Moshe was pure. He didn't have Gashmias inside him. That Ve'ato, Moshe, that high madrege, this is the way that a person has to approach Torah. The Medrash brings down, the Lashon HaMedrash is, I just wanted to fix something, I'm just looking at my notes. It's not when Moshe Feinstein on the outside, it's the Goyen Mivilne. To correct it. It's the Goyen Mivilne. And he adds that the remez was that Moshe will be Nifter in this week. Romashi is Talik Moshe Rabbeinu. In the Medrash, Rabbe says, Zais Ranon Yefei Pritoya. Ma Zais Aze Ad Shebo Beilonoi Megargeri Moisoi Moiridi Moisoi Choyfti Moisoi Toichmi Moisoi Ve'achar Kach Noisen Shimnoi Kach Yisroel Boim Umasoilom Choyfti Moisom Ve'achar Kach Oisim Tshuvo Ve'akadosh Baruch Hu Oin Elohem Hevi Zais Ranon Yefei Pritoya. Zogne Meforshim A Zais. So, mam is an interesting pri. Don't know if you saw olives. Not the olives that comes in cans. The olives that grow on the tree, they're so dry. The mam is the last pri that you'll think that you'll find oil inside. You know, when you get them in the cans, they're ready with oil, so they look like soft. But if you see the olives when they grow on the tree, it's like. So it's a dry pri. No, but you cut it, you grind it, and pitom oil comes out. Kach Yisrael. Umesoilom choyfti moisom, meshivim moisom bebeisesuar, marbitzim moisom, ve'achar kach yoytze shimnom. Shtei da'agrei sezach. That the tzura of klal Yisrael is, Chazal say, we had to go to Kura Barzel, to Mitzrayim, to come out. We don't understand what is the cheshbonus of the mokoyim. But this is the way, like in an Aleph, the way it is, the Seder HaBriah is, only through grinding it, there's no shortcut. You can't come and suck out. In a grape, you can suck out the juice. In the Aleph, you can't even find where to suck out the juice. It's inside. But if you work on it, it comes out. This is the way of Klal Yisrael. The Yisurim by Klal Yisrael is not only stam a punishment, this is the way Machshartoi Megadaltoi, and then comes out of oil. Avade, before Shem explained, the oil, the people that hit the Aleph and cut it and grind it, they don't add nothing to the oil. The oil comes out pure from the Aleph, it's there. But you need these Yisurim. The Goyim don't add to us. Avaduch the Yisurim, they come out.
And the Mefoshim say the Medrash carries on, and he says, and the oil, how much you mix it with different waters, alam olav will flow and be on the top. This is Klal Yisrael. Where you put them in the end, it will come up. So the Mefoshim explains, it's not stam. This is the reason the Torah was also nimshal to Shemen Zayis. Why the Shemen Zayis? The way of learning is duch de amola shel Torah, duch de yigiyosa shel Torah. If a person doesn't want to work hard, he could eat olives, but he will not have oil. He will not have the light. He will try to light the olives, they will not shine. He wants to learn without working hard, without staying up sometimes the whole night to learn. He wants to learn without learning beretzifus. He really wants, he mamish wants. Take olives and burn them. Nothing will light. But he really wants. Sigolish. The only way he could have a hatzlocha in learning, the only way he has, if he works, if he grinds the olives, the oil lights. And when the oil lights, it shines. But a person can't skip it. He wants to have an easy life. Shtayim mikro dike life. Gonish. If he's not omel betere, if he's not yogea betere, it will never happen. The Mishnah Chochmah has another beautiful vault here. It says in the Pasuk that we had the big day hour in had Oidem Pidedo Vorekes, then Atura Revi Tarshish Shvo V'Yashve. Yashve is Avnu Shel Binyamin. The Gemara says the story that the Yashve got lost from the Choshen, and they didn't know what to do, and they went among Kiddushin and Medalev and Dom and Nesine, a whole story, and the father was sleeping, and then they gave him the Yashve. So like the Mishnah Chochmah, why Dafka the Yashve got lost? It says, because from that story we have Kibudav, right? Kibudav and Dom and Nesine, every kid knows the story. He said, Binyamin was the one that was not Nichshel and Kibudav, because he was not there in the Mechiras Yosef. So Val, Yosef, Chazal say, was a Tvir, he was not there for 22 years. He was also Nishal Kibudah. Boinus. So his brothers were Messiah, the father, for 22 years. Zogde, Meshech Chochme, so Binyamin, that he was the one that was never Pagim Kibudah, but Kosh Baruch Hu made later that through his stone would be a Kibud of Kibudah. Now, then is a Pasuk, Velo Yizach HaChoshen Me'al HaEifot. What is choishen ve'eifod? What is eifod? What is the eifod? We have choishen ve'eifod u'meil. Then we have ve'lo'izach. What is the Eifot? So Rashi in Pasuk Chofches Pasuk Dalet says, Lo yishamati ve lo yimotsosi bebraise pirush tav nisoi. וליבי אומר לי שהוא חוגר לו מאחוירוב. ליבי אומר לי שהוא חוגר לו מאחוירוב. It's like a nap, as a nap, that you know that instead of wearing in the front, like a beggar that came in the back, tied from the back. אז זה זאת רשי. רויך וכי רויך אף גביש, like around the back, and was a tied. Today by us, the cooks were sitting in the front. It was like, Azah, you were from the back. So the Mephoshim said, what is the Libi Aymerli? What mean Libi Aymerli? Other name. Rashi says, Loi Shomati Veloi Yadati. So it was brought down, but Rashi said Libi Aymerli, Rashi was learning it. Rashi carries out like this. Libi Aymerli, Shu Chogor Le Me'achoyrov, Roich Be'ki Roich Ev Gavish, Shu Chogor Es Asoroiz, Kshe Roich Be'sal Asusim. When the princes ride horses, we saw in the Gemara, Isha prides her horse, that's the shade of the sugi, that Isha is your darko, yeah? But she can't walk, the Gemara says she's darko lirikav. So Isha that rides a horse, she has such a baggage. So Rashi doesn't know what it is, but Libi Aymole, it's like the princess. So Mefoshim said that Rashi was learning it and he couldn't understand what is a Eifoid. And he picked up his eyes and he saw a sorrow passing on a horse. And he knew that Hashem has never machshed him to see such things. So Libi Aymole, that the reason I saw it is to know that this is the Pshat. Like it says by Avraham Avinu, Vayisra Eina Vayar Vina Abamo Yisish. Avraham didn't, Yaakov Avinu didn't see. Vayisra Eina Vayar Avraham Avinu also, the Mefarshim say, his eyes, like by us, pick up the hand, pick up the feet. But Avraham, by Yaakov, Magdele Yisrael, the eyes is also, you decide if to see. You don't walk and you see. If you want to see, you see. They have a shlita in the eyes. So Rashi, while he saw this thing that didn't have to be seen, he said, Velibi Oimerli, that the reason that I saw it is to know that this is the thing. Now, it's very interesting. Chazal say it was a choshen ve'eifoy, and then it says in the pasuk, v'nosato el choshen ve'eifoy, esaurim ve'esatumim. The pasuk of Ches, v'nosato el choshen ha'mishpot, esaurim ve'esatumim. What is urim ve'tumim? So Rashi says, "Uksav shem amefurush shenoisem b'teich kif leachoishen, shal yodo yumeir l'dvorov, umechamem umetamem es dvorov." Umid Hashem lo yachoishen sheyam shem kengol lezbuchus ubgodim, aval oisa Hashem lo yoyo besoichoyim. VeHashem oisa akosuv korim mishpat, shenemar b'shoal oy b'mishpat aurim. Says urim v'tumim. So it was Urim V'Tumim that we had a Choshen. Inside the Choshen was a paper that is called Urim V'Tumim. And the Urim V'Tumim had Shem Hashem. The Mefarshim say that it says, V'nosato el ha-Choshen ha-Mishpot es ha-Urim v'Satumim. All over it doesn't say Mishpot. Only says Choshen. V'osiso al ha-Choshen. Only in the beginning it says to do choshen ha-mishpot, but nosato el choshen ha-mishpot. Because be'etzem, the etzem ha-choshen was not the Shem Hashem. Inside was the Shem Hashem, and it was made. And what is Urim V'Tumim? What is Urim V'Tumim? So the reason it's called Urim V'Tumim, the Ramban brings down why it's called Urim V'Tumim. Urim, Shemeiris ha-Oisiyas, and Tumim Shemetamim Dvorov. So the Ramban says the Kohen asks the Shaila, and then there's a Shem of Hashem that is called Urim. And the Kohen Gadol was Mechaved B'Shem Urim, and the lights lit up on the Choshen, but the letters were not in the right order yet. Then the Kohen Gadol was Mechaved Shem Tumim, and he knew how to read it. Ve'adobor haze koroiv l'ruach ha-Kodesh. As is the Ramban in our parsha. So it was the Urim. The Kohen Gadol went with a baget, and he had on it inside the Shem HaMefurosh that said Urim V'Tumim. They asked the Shaila, and then the Kohen Gadol had to do Yichudim and Shem Urim, and it started to light. And then he made Yichudim and Shem Tumim, V'adovor korev l'ruach HaKodesh. The Goen says a dovor niflo b'yoysa. There's a Gemara and Broches. Don't we have a Gemara and Broches there? The Goyen says, it's Givaldi to know it. He also says the famous Maise with Eli HaKoyen, he was in Beis HaMikdosh, and Chana came. And Chana was crying, she wanted to have a kid. And Chazal say, Vayachshaveh Eli Leshikoiro. Eli thought that she's a Shikoiro. אמר לה, מוסי תשקרי. אמר רב לזר מכאן לרוי הדובו בחברוי שאינו יוגון צורך לא ידיעו ותן חנו ותוימה לא ידעיני. אמר אולי אומרו לוי לא יעודו נעתו בדובר הזה ולא ירוח הקודש אירו לכו שאתה חושדני בדובר הזה שאיתון אם ידעו נעב רוח הקודש שאיתן נעב השיקוירו זה בישבר הגמור I know Eli Hanavi was a choshev person, and he yells on Chano, he started talking to himself in Beis HaMikdash. He told him, you're shikayro, you're drunk, you know, you're not allowed to drink here. She told him, you're not the Odin, you don't have Ruach HaKodesh, you think that I'm a shikayro. Isha ksheiro anoichi, I'm a isha ksheiro. Zog the Goyen like this. Stop shit, to feed this Ramban. Most of the things the Goyen said, some I don't remember the Nusach, the Goyen says like this. Eli asked, Chazal say, Be'urim v'tumim, why she's drinking. And it was Mechav and Urim, and the word, and the letters, Shin Chof Reish Hei, litten up. Then it was Mechav and Tumim, and they told him to read it, Shikoiro. So he told her, why are you drinking wine? She told him, Lei Ruach HaKodesh, Tumim didn't work by you. I'm Isha Ksheiro Ani, Chof Shin Reish, hey, you read the words wrong. This is what she answered him. Ishak Sheiro Anoichi. Loiru Achakoyne Shinki Gabecho. Eli asked Burim Vetumim. Eli was a Koyan. He asked Burim Vetumim. And they told him, Shin Chof Reishei. So he said, Shikoyro. This is the words of the Gemara. Omoloi. Loiru Achakoyne Shana Ike Baboch. Shadantali Lekav Choyro. So the Goyen says that this is bad. The Chaim Shulevitz in Derech Sicha, the Bina, that they asked him, what, every time when Eli HaKoyen had Shilas with someone, he would ask Urim V'Tumim. Gemara says he only asked when Choshev and Shilas come up. Well, he saw a lady talking to himself. So he asked, what is going on here? It's a very nice pshat of the Goyen that everything was the Urim V'Tumim, the Ksheiro. It's Givaldik Seder Advorim. But what, Eli HaKoyen Stam, someone was talking, what, this is a drug, this is... So, first of Reb Chaim Kanievsky Tainas, Kuturutz, says, Chana was Echov Mishiva Nevi'im, Mishiva Nevi'is, the Gemara Megillah. So, B'meile, one of the Nevi'is, something strange is happening, does it shame? So, Negat Eklal Yisrael, yeah? She was one of the Nevi'is, she was one of the Meisri Nevu'ah from Hashem. And she sees, he sees that in Beis HaMikdash, she's doing something that's in Nishba Seidel. For this, he asked for Urim V'Tumim. Inami says that the Kohen Gadol was allowed to ask for everything. If it would rain, everything what he wanted to ask, he could have asked. Was what? He was not mechuyev to ask, only when it was a milchome. Then he was mechuyev to ask. But even when it was no milchome, he was mechuyev to ask, he was allowed to ask. Then the Pasuk says, V'osiso es ha-me'il, klil tcheiles. Pa'amoin zahov v'rimoin. Pa'amoin zahov v'rimoin. This is what the pasuk says. V'osisa sameil. V'yot pirushoi v'sefoi. V'osisa al shnei armon tcheles v'argamon. Pa'amoin zahov v'rimoin. Pa'amoin zahov v'rimoin. Now, the pasuk before it says, V'osisa al shulei rimoin et tcheles. So the first pasuk lamed gimel it says you do rimoine tcheiles pa'amoine zohov, you make the bells inside the rimoine. The next pasuk it says pa'amoine zohov rimoine pa'amoine zohov rimoine. As a machlekes, Rashi learns the way of the meil was pa'amoine v'rimoine pa'amoine rimon, one pa'amoine one rimon, one pa'amoine one rimoine. The Ramban learns was a rimoin, and the pa'amoin was inside. The bell was inside the rimoin. So the Velt says that it's machlekes Rashi v'Ramban l'shitoso. The pasuk says that was pa'amoin rimoin, pa'amoin zahov v'rimoin, pa'amoin zahov v'rimoin. The Gemara says we had 72 pa'amoinim and 72 rimoinim. But the pasuk says has to be a rimoin in between two. The bell has to be in between two the rimoinim. And we got pa'amoin zahov rimoin, pa'amoin zahov rimoin. Has to be in between. So made it like this. Lefi Rashi learns that the meil was like a dress. It was not cut in the sides. So it makes sense that you can have 72 rimoinim and 72 bells. And everyone has two bells on the side and two rimoinim on the side. So Mamela, the order pa'amoin zahav rimoin works. Mash'engel afid Rabban, that the meal was cut, if pa'amoin zahav rimoin means in between, it never works. Because what do you have at the edge? Other pa'amoin, other rimoin. The answer is, the pasuk doesn't mean in between. The pasuk means that we're one inside each other. Mamela, it works out. The Mefarshim learn out, the Gemara says, V'nishma koiloi bevoyo el ha-koidesh. V'nishma koiloi bevoyo el ha-koidesh. Chazal say that we learn out the Recheretz, and when the Kohen Gadol comes in, that everyone knows that he's coming, and people will not be, V'lo yeh odom ba-koidesh. The Mefarshim say, a person has to learn the Recheretz from it. It's a good habit to learn, you're a bacher. You come into a house, even to your own house. You knock on the door. You don't walk in. We learn out from the Me'il that the Derech Eretz is you don't walk in without knocking before. Even your own house. I saw so much G'dayla Yisrael when I walked into the house. I never saw once Adam Godel that walked into his house without knocking. Never. I saw also some Poshta people that have this nice anogi. But I never saw a Choshev Yid walking into his house without knocking. Lim do Terech Derech Eretz. Pa'amoin rimoin bezahov v'nishma koile bevoye al ha-koidesh. V'nishma koile bevoye al ha-koidesh. The person goes in, has to be v'nishma koile bevoye al ha-koidesh. Has to. You go in. Then it says you have a tzitz. Van der Balochas on the sea. Well, tzitz or tzitz or if toir. O pitachto lo pituchei choysum koides la Hashem. So the Kohen Gadol had on his head choysum koides la Hashem. The Goyen says choysum is roshetei v'schayo tchias ha-meisim. Vemoto. Chayo, tchias ha-meisim, vemoto. Esholosh mafteiches shele nimseru le-odom. The Gemara says, esholosh mafteiches le nimseru le-odom. But if a person is kodesh la-Hashem, like Eliyahu and Elisha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them the mafteiches to mechay ha-meisim, and a person is mekadosh himself, he's zoiche to get the choysom. It says in the pasuk, Givaldi Kizach, pasuk choftes, perik choftes, pasuk tes, v'chogarto oysom avneit, aru v'vonov, v'chovashto lehem mikbois. So it says avneit. Now we'll go back to the psukim. I'll read the whole pasuk. Velokachto es abgodim vilbashto es aroin. Velokach ves bonov takri vilbashtom kutonois. Why it says vechogarto oisom avneit? Go weiter. Vechovashto lohem mikbois beloshen rabim. So why the avneit is beloshen yochid? Start pasuk ches. Vezbon of takri vehilbashtom kutonis loshin rabim. Then vechogarto oisom avneit beloshin yochid. Vechovashto lehem mikbores it's beloshin rabim. Why the avneit got a loshin yochid? Why the avneit got a loshin yochid? So I said before she bring down. That it says that all of the big day kehuna had to be exactly lefi the measurement of a person. Dainu, lefi midosom, you can't have a bigger pants, you can't have a bigger hat. So b'meile, you had to do a lot. You had to do a lot. It was all different sizes there. Large, medium, 1, 2, 3, 4. And every coin had to have exactly, it can't be a bit bigger, it can't be a bit smaller. The big dikuna have to be exactly. The big dikuna not exactly, you're not yoitza. And avnit, it will just go around and around. So it didn't make a difference what are the size of the koyel. Mele, I forgot where I saw it, but down the mele, the avnit was taka enechanami, it was one avnit. And they made only one kind of avnit. Everyone used the same kind of avnit. Begodim was different begodim, was different michnasayim, was different kutonis, was different mikboes. Everyone had to sit on them exactly. If it didn't sit on them exactly, you're not yotze. Masheinken and Bigdi Kehuna. Masheinken and the avnit. Now, the pasuk brings down פרק חופכס, פוסק חופכס, ויקרסו את החושם מטבעויסו ולטבעס האיפויד, ובסיר תחילס ליויס על חישב האיפויד, ולא איזך החושם מעל האיפויד, ולא איזך החושם מעל האיפויד. The חושם has to be connected to the איפויד. זוג דחסם ספר. Why? Why the חושם has to be מעל האיפויד? Sefer says, the Gemara says, Choshen mechaper al ivus adin, ve'efoid mechaper al avodah zarah. So the Mele, Chasam Sefer himself says, Zog de Chasam Sefer, Chazal say, kol amah midayon she'eino ogun, ki'ilu, ovid avodah zarah. So the Mele, they had to be one near each other. Yeah. It's a shva, it's a hezba. Rabbi Yankev, Kamenetsky will say Alamola Givaldi Kazakh. It's a big Yisrael. Says the Ramban, the Rabbeinu Nissim in the Hakdamat Teshuah says that Avodah Zarah comes from Krumkeit. It's a mitzvah sichlis. Person is straight, has to believe in the Ribbeinu Shel Olam. Has to believe in the Ribbeinu Shel Olam. Every person. How much a person has nisyonos? Every time he sees in the end, when the Siyata Dishmaya comes, it doesn't have a hesber how it comes. It just comes. Obviously, it's from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. It's from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The Mele, he says that while the Avodah Zarah comes from the Akmimus Alev, the Eifoid, that is Munach Aliboy, if the Eifod are bikoshu to the things that are munach on the leiv, the person will not come to Avodah Zarah. The person has to know, if it's akmimus, he comes to Avodah Zarah. If it's akmimus, he comes to Avodah Zarah. But if he has yashrus aleiv, he doesn't come to Avodah Zarah. Just the person has to be makpid, not to have akmimus, not to get the akmimus. But if he's not makbid, not to have a kmimus, so Rav Yankev would say alamal, yesoid. If a person will learn not to fool himself, to be yoshua with himself, he will never be nichshol. How a person, he says, l'moshel, a person goes to davening. To davening. He knows that the right thing is to stay till then. He knows that he's not really rushing. He just can't be bothered to stay mamash till the last minute. He knows. He's not straight with himself, so he's nichshol. He knows he has to learn. He knows he has to do that. That kmimus alev is the one that brings him the end to Avodah Zarah. So the pasuk is merames. You have to tie the eifod to the choshen. You have to connect it. If the eifod is tied to the choshen, that is mechuba. There will be no akmimus aleiv. The person doesn't come to a chet. The only reason a person comes to a chet is because it's not connected. It's not attached. If it's attached in ganzen, Moshe Feinstein said he would say alamol the same thing, but a bit different. He said not stop. Okay, Yankov said it Avodah Zarah. He says I want to speak on the choshen aleiv. He says why the choshen that is on the leiv? He says, the evil sadin comes from a person that is not a maimin. Moshe said that he's saying a message. He says, life, a person that believes in the Ribbono Shel Olam never does krume psakim. Why? He says, why, when a person tells you a story that Chatzkel and Shmuel fight, you know who is right. When it's you and Chatzkel, Alamol, you're right. Right? This is the Mitzvah, we know that. A side person, Alamol, sees two sides, and you see only yourself. Why? Because you feel that it's not only from the Ribbono Shel Olam what you could lose. You're scared that you could lose to him, or you cannot lose to him. So b'mele miyad, you ma'abes esadim. Says the dayan that is ma'abes esadim thinks this guy will give him money. This guy will give him covet. From this guy he's frightened. So b'mele, he really is ma'akim esadim. But a person that is straight, a person that is yosho, that is never ma'abes esadim, has a muna but the Ribbono Shel Olam. There has a muna but the Ribbono Shel Olam. He's maimin. A person that is maimin doesn't come to Yivus Adin. So Moshe says, we tie the eifoid to the choishen. If you don't do Avodah Zarah, your choishen will be good. Chasseva says, if you have a dying shein or hogun, you do Avodah Zarah. If you krum, then you do Avodah Zarah. Moshe says, Pung Fakel. If you maimin and you don't do Avodah Zarah, if you maimin in the Ribbono Shel Olam, you pass him good. Not that a krum person does Avodah Zarah in the end. He says, Pung Fakel, a person that doesn't do Avodah Zarah, a dying that is a real maimin will never pass him wrong. The dying that pass him wrong, it means he's scared from this, he's scared from that. He thinks he will, you know, his psakim will look better. It's kedai for him to be more popular to pass him like this. He has negis, so he passes krum. He says, even if the person that is maimin in the Ribbono Shel Olam never paskins. He says, everyone busy to tie the evil sadin that, you know, the krum kai, the bad psak comes down with the zore. I'm saying, the real maimin, alamo paskins the emes of psak.